Government calls a sophisticated state-based cyber actor. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports the government has refused to name the perpetrator.
A state actor is engaging in a large-scale cyber attack on a hefty portion of Australian society. The Prime Minister listing the areas affected.
All levels of government, industry, political organisations, education, health, essential service providers and operators of other critical infrastructure.
The Prime Minister says cyber agencies can confirm the attack is coming from a state-based actor because of the scale and nature of the work. However, he wouldn't say which country the attack was originating from. He also confirmed there wasn't any evidence to show Australians' personal information had been accessed. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
A manhunt is underway and local schools are in lockdown after two New Zealand police officers were shot in Auckland. New Zealand media are reporting one of the officers has died. New Zealand police say a big operation is underway to apprehend the offender who attacked officers performing a routine traffic stop in the West Auckland suburb of Macy this morning. Shots were fired at police, hitting two officers, and a member of the public was hit and seriously injured by the offender's vehicle. The Greens say they're disappointed with the Fair Work Commission's decision to raise the minimum wage by only 1.75%. The Commission announced this morning the national minimum wage will rise to $753.80 a week and will be phased in from July 1st. It's significantly lower than the 4% rise the peak union body, the ACTU, had argued for. Speaking to Sky News, Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young said the moderate increase is a slap in the face for the young workers on the front line during the coronavirus pandemic.
We're going to be relying on them to get out of this as well. A larger increase would have been better for economic stimulus. Small businesses, of course, rely on people being able to spend the money they've got. And when you're in the lowest paid category, you spend everything you've got. You've got nothing for savings, so it goes straight into the economy.
Labor and the Greens have criticised the federal government's move to double the cost of university arts and humanities degrees. The federal government is attempting to steer young Australians into what it calls job-relevant courses by slashing the fees of many STEM, nursing and teaching degrees. Labor's education spokesperson Tanya Plibersek says the measure means some young people will miss out on university. The Greens say the government is increasing prices for humanities students rather than doing the hard work of creating jobs across the country. Households in Western Australia's southwest region will have improved power supply with the launch of the area's first community battery storage system. The new battery in Busselton will supplement the electricity network as part of the WA government's energy transformation strategy. Energy Minister Bill Johnson says Busselton residents have embraced solar energy with nearly 5,000 rooftops already featuring panels. He says the new battery will also allow residents with solar panels to store excess solar power for use during peak times. And briefly in sport, the much-anticipated AFL rematch between the Western Bulldogs and the Giants kicks off tonight. GWS has beaten the Dogs four times out of five since their memorable 2016 preliminary final.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
Now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
It's currently 16.5 degrees, looking towards a top of 19 today. And it's lovely and sunny, and I believe we'll get there. And again, the sun will set at 6 minutes to five. It's kind of locked there at the moment until we get to the winter solstice. Looking for the forecast for the rest of the weekend. Saturday, a late shower, 7 to 20. Friday, showers easing, 10 to 18. And back to work for Monday, mostly sunny, 6 to 16. And the moon is a new moon on Sunday if you're a moon watcher.
The updated traffic brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
Just the one incident, Fairfield Pine Road at Fairfield Street. Damaged rail 11 crossing boom gates. So that's an interesting one, and traffic is affected in both directions. The boom gates have been damaged and are not operating. Motorists are advised to approach with caution there at Pine Road at Fairfield Street. It's 5 minutes past 12. You're on Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. Good morning, Mario. Or afternoon, Mario.
No,
it's not morning.
Yeah, it is. Good morning and good afternoon to all listeners on Live 90.5 Businesses with Mario, an engine producer of this awesome show at this great radio station, Live 90.5. It is a true pleasure today. We have something more exotic guest in our studio. But as Darren says, you know, this weekend's going to be quite sunny with some rain on tomorrow, right? If I'm correct?
Late shower.
It's going to be good. But, you know, we can enjoy sunny afternoons over the weekend. Saying that, it's a Friday. So, Darren, I'm pretty sure everybody's happy now to say it's time to relax or, you know, I mean, like it's a winding up.
It's a weekend.
Yeah, but what it doesn't go away, it's a COVID-19 crisis. And saying that, you know, in our introduction, our guest is more than necessary in this situation. He's not a doctor. He doesn't have the cure. His name, he's going to discover on his own because I can't pronounce his name and surname. I need his business, but who cares? That's why he's going to have the guest and Darren to talk English. But he's a truly unique for one simple reason. We are all living the lives of certainty and uncertainty. COVID-19 produced uncertainty for all of us, right, Darren?
So, indeed. Yeah. But the uncertainty is being a bit clearer now with easing restrictions, but people worry about a second wave. Yeah. What are your thoughts about that, Mario?
Well, look, I don't know what to think. You know, on a personal level, I'm just worried that we just can drive in circle in New South Wales. You know, I don't understand why you can't travel in Queensland. On not the territory is nice and warm now, but hopefully it's going to be. But the best part of crisis and uncertainty, it is our finances. Do you agree, Darren, about this?
Indeed. And it's tax time as well. So yeah, it's a different tax time. The first tax time for 100 years.
Yes.
So we need the most expert advice to get through tax time.
And
no,
we drag him. We drag him from his office to come in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, to all of you who are experiencing COVID-19 as not just uncertainty and crisis, but as well the financial difficulties, I'm truly privileged to introduce you to our guest in studio. So I'll ask him to say his name. His name is?
Farid Zaki.
Okay, I knew what you were going to say. Just asking, do you remember your name? So that's all. You know what I mean? I didn't want to go there. Well, to all our listeners at Line 90.5, Darren and Mario will take a short break, and Farid Zaki is going to be with us in a few minutes. Thank you for listening. Line 90.5, most sexiest, most favorite radio station in the planet. Check you later.
Alive 90.5.
Set a blue, devil be born. They've got a rubber politician in their travel bag. Be you, devil be born. They've got a plastic on the hay, yeah. Set a blue, devil be born. Yeah!
listening to Alive 90.5, serving the Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas since 1992.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. East Village, developed by Pace, is a mixed-use residential and retail precinct combining leading-edge apartments and a unique and vibrant urban marketplace. East Village has won numerous prestigious awards, including the 2015 Australian Development of the Year awarded by the Urban Task Force. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
It really hurts us when a loved one passes on, but it's nice to know that their memory will be well respected in their final resting place. Castlebrook Memorial Park has looked after the families of loved ones for over 50 years. You can visit them and talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
It's 12 minutes past 12 on Alive 90.5. You're on Business Insights with Mario. Take it away, Mario.
Yes, we are, certainly. I would like to say thank you again to all listeners to Alive 90.5, not just in Sydney, Australia, but globally, because I know you're tuning to the alive90.5.com.au website and you're listening. Big greetings to all you earthlings, wherever you are. Now, Darren and I started this show talking a little about COVID, which we like to forget and have to enjoy the freedom. However, freedom comes with a price. Price is not something, something it's not we sharing very easily.
No.
Okay, that's some sound effects we're coming into life. But speaking about COVID, COVID has created many uncertainties and caused crisis, financial crisis to many. And government, Australian government, is very generous and very being proactive, creating certainty for many families and those who are just to lose their jobs, or you know, they are on a job seeker, keeper, whatever it is. But, and as Adara mentioned, it's a time for the tax return. Oh, we got it, the beautiful pants now.
We can write our tax returns with our pens, but is it on online now? We should find out the details. Do we need a pen these days?
No, we don't. That's funny. But the good thing is now you and I, we can, you know, now to sign the checks, you know, for next season, $5 million each for my Alive 90.5.
You still need a pen for a check.
That's correct, yeah. So that's what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, with us in the studio is Farid Zaki from ATP Accounting, proud sponsor of Alive 90.5, and my sexy voice, Darren. That magic word, the technology. Fad, welcome to studio. What are you laughing at? It's not funny. I'm laughing
at your sexy voice.
How have you been, Farid?
I'm being very good. Yeah. Very good.
Did you wash your hands? Did you done the sanitizer? Everything else?
Everything.
Okay, we're gonna. Then we can.
But I'm not wearing a mask. No, I don't like that one.
No, don't worry. We're gonna think they're gonna be rob something. But look, after the show, it's a custom. It is, we give it to each other hugs like a Teletubbies, professional one. So,
I agree,
you know what I mean?
That.
So social distancing, it's very important. So you need to hug.
And some selfies.
And some selfies. If we come without 50 selfies, I'm gonna be very disappointed. Ladies and gentlemen, Farid Zaki is a senior business accountant, tax agent from ATP Accounting Taxation Professionals, a business accountancy, tax agency, and advisory firm based in Norwest Business Park, Bochum Hills. Does any address? No, doesn't address. He's passionate about helping clients grow their business, achieve greater profits, enjoy wealth, minimize tax, which means we're going to rob the ATO to give us more
legally,
money.
Legally.
Darren and I tried, you know, Darren and I tried to rob the bank, you know, for the last couple of months, but doesn't work for us because banks are empty. He's maintained cash flow and protected assets. He's a very positive minded and passionate business connector in many business chambers, networks, and associations. And he has over 25 years of remarkable business experience, and he's always open for new business connection opportunities. So please reach out and connect. Now, Farid, before we continue, what's your Instagram?
ATP Accounting.
ATP Accounting. Please go there, stalk the Farid Zaki and ask him how he can get more money legally from government. Darren?
Indeed.
You only want money as well.
Well, one way to get more money is just not earn any. Well, no, not really, but pay more. No tax, though. I'm really confused now.
Look, I'm curious to know about taxes, how taxes work. But Farid, before we start digging into this, how legally we can rob the ATO and the Australian government, to our listeners, business owners, who is Farid Zaki? To our listeners, in your own words. Okay, that will be enough. So we can continue with the some particles.
I can feel there is democracy in this radio station.
I love the enthusiasm.
Indeed, lots of democracy.
I feel sorry.
And I can vote that you can keep talking. There we go.
Can we switch Murray off? No, we don't want that.
No. He is a sexy voice, as you hear.
No!
I want one of those buttons.
Yeah, so I basically migrated from Sudan.
Okay.
And I came to Australia and studied accounting in Australia and started my practice in 1997.
Did you come to Australia legally or by the boat?
No, legally.
Legally, okay, from
by
Sudan.
An aeroplane.
So, like,
you know. Giving your secrets away, Mario.
I just want to see that did we share the same tourist tour operator with the boat. So what year did you arrive in Australia?
1992.
And tell me something to all our listeners now. What did you felt when you landed? Did you land in Sydney?
Sydney.
Okay, I apologize because I wasn't sure. So what was the feeling for you when you come from Sudan and landed in Sydney?
The best beautiful feeling to be here. So nice to have everything open. There's opportunities to do business. There's opportunities to work hard and get somewhere.
Did you, I don't talk about weather because Sudan is quite warm, I presume, right? I've never been in Sudan. Where is Sudan again? Just before
Africa, North East Africa.
Yeah, I know that it is, but you know, Khartoum is
Khartoum is the capital. That's correct.
Dr. Google before, well fun done, is before well the done. Show, you know. It's like
I was thinking Morocco, but I'm probably a bit off there.
That's when we robbed the RBA. We're going to go to Morocco, so don't tell nobody. So why did you come from Sudan in Australia?
Because there is lots of opportunities in Australia, okay. And there is a strong future business-wise and safety for our kids.
Okay. So presume you come alone? Or?
Yeah, I was single at that time.
So tell me, okay, that's good one. So tell me something. Have you been afraid of arriving in Australia? Have you been afraid that you're going to fail?
Definitely. Definitely, because when you are starting a new journey, you basically have lots of risks ahead of you and you're going to the unknown, into a new place, an area that you haven't been there before. You wonder, what is it like? Of course, you miss where you come from, you miss your family, you miss your friends from back home. You're starting all alone from the beginning, of course, language barrier, different language, different environment. But it was so beautiful because everybody was so inclusive. Everybody is so helpful. They guide you on what you need to do and help you along the way.
Well, Darren, isn't that what we bring in this radio station, Live 90.5? The guests who started from nothing, they literally come
indeed, and those who have learnt Australian. I'm thinking one thing for English, next thing Australian. So when you came to Australia, did you know no English or you knew some English?
I did speak English, but it wasn't Australian English.
And how different did you find the Aussie slang?
A little bit different. I had a couple of teachers that really spoke Australian slang that I struggled with.
Bit of hard yakker.
Yeah, that's right. But I've watched Crocodile Dundee a few times before I've come to Australia.
Oh, everything. So. You know how big our knives are then as well.
I think we watch the same movies before I come to Australia because I come to Australia with knowledge of Russian, German, but English was, you know, more obscure language, very short and very...
It has no rules, English.
We can't talk about this language. But.
English has no rules because I know that. I study French and German in high school and they're very much rule-based and with some exceptions, but English has the most exceptions of any language. That's but then again, it's universal.
That's the beauty of it. Yeah. That's right.
You see, Farid, that's what makes you different and that's what makes you unique. And I tell you, it's not because I'm an immigrant. I never planned to come to Australia. I was being set by my government and a job was waiting for me and the apartment and everything else. But it's a different circumstances. You venture to come from Sudan to Australia and Australia embrace you and you embrace Australia. But what makes you unique in terms of business is that you have that courage in you because, you know, most of people I'm meeting, you know what I mean, either born here or something, they have not that courage, you know what I mean? They're easy to talk, but there's no courage. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Farid Zaki Bio, the gentleman who come with me on the same boat from the Sudan. We have the same tour operator, 1992. No, we come by plane legally. You're listening online, 90.5 Businesses with Mario. And our guest Farid Zaki is going to continue his life story and how he can help you ATP accounting.
Thank you.
A Alive 90.5.
For a funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral? With none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance, $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. call 02 9659 0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, station sponsor.
Hi, Alan Barnes here from Durlpool Shop. I opened our shop intending to always listen, really listen, to our customers so we could fully understand and meet their pool needs. Along with that, we stocked the top brands of pool chemicals, cleaners, pumps, filters, heaters, fittings, spare parts, you name it. You'll find full details on our website at duralpoolshop.com.au, or better still, drop in and see me and the gang at Shop 2, 270 Newline Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool just the way you want it.
Dural Pool Shop, station sponsor.
You are listening to Alive 90.5.
If you'd like to know more about us, jump onto our website.
www.alive905.com.au.
It's 26 minutes past 12. You're on Alive 90.5. It's a lovely 18 degrees now, really warming up. And Business Insights with Mario, and it's warm in the studio. And we have Farid Elzaki. Mario, take it away.
Listen, I was trying the pen, you know, that we got a gift from the Farid, and suits my very well my waist. It's just blending. It's just
great. Oh, very good, very good. Everybody, I mean, show it to the camera and the Facebook as well.
Yes, you know, like, just a second, I need to walk.
There we go, Facebook, there we go. I'll talk for Mario because he's away from the microphone, but lovely pin. And but the thing is, do we have to declare that pin? Well, is it pin declarable? It's a read. I'm confused. Do I need to declare that as a gift?
It's a tax deduction from me, but it's a non-assessable income for you.
Oh, very good. Well,
That's very interesting. You know, like, you know, we're going to come to these questions. Darren and I have the least what we can claim, you know what I mean? Now, in all seriousness, your story, you started that you come from Sudan in 1992, which is like it's a very brave, very courageous step to do. People think, you know, when we see it on TV, when I saw the Baywatch, you know what I mean, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be beautiful in California. I've never been in California, but point what it is, like, you can come to some place but doesn't depict what you see on TV. Reality, it's totally different. When you come as a tourist, it's obviously it's different, but when you come to live, Do you think?
Well, this is Sydney and not California, but I understand what you're thinking. It's you might be looking at Bondi Rescue and thinking that you're going to be saved if you kind of get bitten by a snake in the Blue Mountains. Bondi Rescue and swimmers comes to save you.
Yeah, that's true. Eh?
What do you think?
I'm not bitten by nothing or like, you know, experience those type of events. But Farid, what makes you unique in this show and our listeners? So this is what we very, very much appreciating, that, you know, you don't talk just from your heart, but you take a very big step, you know, coming from one country, another country, learning the English. So what was the next thing you done in 1992? Did you rob the bank or did you decide, yeah, I want money? Or?
Well, I studied accounting.
Okay.
Which is very exciting. Let me tell you, the debits and credits are the best thing you can ever study.
Why would you like it?
That always mixes me up. I think we talk about a credit card, but actually in financial terms, I believe it's kind of like you talk the other way around in your debits and credits and all that sort of thing. I've never worked it out. I'm an engineer. I'm not an accountant. That's why I look to you for accounting. But all jokes aside, did you do your studying in Australia for accounting?
In Australia.
Oh, wow.
Correct.
So, and what made you think to do that?
Yeah. What makes you think?
Australia. Why accounting?
Yeah. What possessed you to come from the plane?
Are you going to answer, Ferry? I love accounting.
Okay.
Without money, no business can actually work, right? And it will balance everything. If nothing is balanced, you won't be able to pay bills. You won't be able to have things done. So having a budget, having a cash flow, managing the bank the right way, any business will flourish and will work that way.
How difficult did you find to study in Australia?
I loved it.
You really loved it?
Yeah. I really loved it, yeah. Look, I love accounting. You won't be able to change me from accounting.
we tried to convert you into something else. You know?
I love my debits and my credits.
Yeah. So how long took it to do this studying? And what did you done by the time? Did you start working straight away? Or?
Yeah, so it took me around 3 years to finish everything. When I started to look for work, unfortunately, I couldn't find work to do with accounting because everybody wanted experience, local experience.
English speaking person, yes.
I didn't have that experience.
So what did you do?
I ended up working in a bank. Sorry, not in a bank. I wanted to. See, you keep talking about robbing a bank. So I actually worked out in a hotel. It's okay. Called the Ridges Hotel in Rose Hill.
Yes.
And I worked in there in the housekeeping department because couldn't get an accounting job.
You know why I'm clapping to you? Because you're not ashamed to say.
No.
You're not ashamed to say that how you started, that you wanted a job. Steve Farid and all listeners, that's what I wanted to hear. You know what I mean? This is a true, raw story. Please continue.
Yeah, so, and then after that, I then progressed to doing night auditing, which was really the amount of work that I ended up doing.
Yeah.
And then after that, I met someone that wanted me to work in public practice, and I started working. It was half the salary as I was earning, but it was good because it gave me the experience to work in public practice. So public practice is where you basically help business owners run their accounting. It's like having an internal accountant externally helping your business go to the next level.
Next level. All for the love of the money. He loves the money, Darren.
Well, he loves the money because you need to love the money so you can actually put dinner on the table.
I love the money. So when did you decide to, you know, open your practice?
So around 3 years after I was working, I started wanting to do further education, wanted to do my master's and things like that. And then my employer wanted me to continue on working full time, and I wanted to finish my master's. So anyway, I decided that I'll just take some time off, finish my master's. And one of my very dear clients insisted that he wants me to continue on doing his accounts. And he said to me, look, come and rent a room in my office and you can do my accounts.
I love
that's
your story.
How it started.
I freaking love your story. Do you know why I love it? You know, because it not just remind me of myself, but I said, Darren and I, we have the truly unique opportunity to meet people like yourself. It's like, you know, Darren, how many people you met and you ask them, how did you start your business? It's like, oh, you know, like, and I'm successful. Like, there's no that beginning, you know, because people are ashamed. And the fiery, that's what makes you not just a unique person, but truly reliable accountant.
Thank you.
So when did you rob the bank?
No, I was actually doing pizza deliveries to continue on my business. So okay. I was doing that on the weekends and started my practice that way.
Before you take the break, I'm asking for the friend to cross the desk, Darren. Why did you give up? Why didn't you give up? You saw that you're delivering pizza on the weekends. And why didn't you give up?
Because I could see that I was making a lot of changes in people's lives, in the business. They were learning a lot about how I can change their business through understanding figures. And accounting is one of those industries that a lot of people hate because they speak to the accountant and they don't understand what the accountant is saying to them. But the way I look at things is unless you understand your figures in your business or even in your personal affairs, you will not be able to have any future. So I just all about making simple the financial statements.
So that was your engine to you help the people despite you delivering pizza, you know, being in night shifts, you know, I mean, everything else, you took the practice and, wow, such a story, Darren. Well, I was Farid Zaki from ATP Accounting. Sorry, before we take the break, another question. ATP, what does it stands for?
Accounting and Taxation Professionals.
Just the best.
Did you saw the movie, Darren, The War Dogs?
Oh, I was just saying, no, I haven't.
The guy, some employees asked the CEO, it's like, what's the abbreviation stands for the, you know, A something, you know, was company call. And guy says, what the ABM stands for? Guy says, International Business Machines. He says to me, you telling me this? You're fired because asking for abbreviation.
But I'm just thinking about that Australian? Tax?
Accounting, taxation professionals.
Oh, sorry, accounting, tax professionals. Yeah. Beg your pardon.
Yeah. That's okay.
But the accounting, tax professionals. It's just the business. The business says what you are.
That's
and
right.
Professional. And I know well. I'm going to talk to you something about it later. We'll get out really how you can help people, business, but everyone as well.
Yeah. Well, we'll take a short break. That was Farid Zaki from ATP Accounting. And we continue with his life and business story after the short break. Darren and I will guide you to the next segment of this interview. Thank you for listening. Live 90 Business since 90.5 Business with Mario.
Alive 90.5.
yo-yos, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Hawaiian noises, he's banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing, get your chicks for free. We got to install a microwave oven, custom kitchen delivery. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Over 30 years experience, you'll be in great hands at Granny Flat Leaders. The dream starts in your backyard. Our vision is to combine investment, design and construction to make your dream come to life. We want to help inspire you to make a change and experience great life improvements through Granny Flat Leaders. Call us now on 8076 1613 and ask us how, or visit www.grannyflatleaders.com.au. Sponsor of the Jukebox Jive program.
Station sponsor Lynn's Fine Needlework is a one-stop shop for all your patchwork, quilting, needlecraft supplies and tuition. On linsfinenedlework.com.au, you'll see over 3,000 patchwork fabrics, hundreds of pattern kits, threads and lots of interesting projects for your selection. Their classes cater for beginners to advanced students who work at their own pace and receive individual attention. Enroll now by phoning 9686 2325. Lynn's Fine Needlework at Suite 2, 97 Hills Road, Baulkham Hills. Sponsor, Keith Till's I Get Around Show every Thursday at noon.
Find it hard to tune in? Jump on the internet, stream live at www.alive905.com.au.
It's 20 minutes to 1 on Alive 90.5. Lovely 18 degrees outside and very warm in the studio. Business Insights with Mario. Take it away.
Thank you, darling, so much. And let's continue with our guest in studio, Farid Zaki from Australian Taxation Professionals, and who shared with us his, you know, extraordinary story, which I'm very proud to say it's a unique. And I can say that Farid deserved the Oscar for the bravery and courage. In all honesty, leaving the Sudan and coming to Australia, studying and admitting publicly in front of 2.5 million people who are listening right now that he's starting the life and journey in Australia was not something like from the movies. He is not a prince from America. but he started in a night shift. He built it. He was delivering pizza. He continued delivering the best things for his clients. And now, how long in the business now?
25 years.
I know that in your bio says 25 years experience. So, like, I wasn't sure, like, you know.
Business, 23. In my own business, 23. But in accounting, overall, 25.
So, the last 17 years in prison because of the fraud. That's okay. So, like, you know, I mean, to our listeners, Fariz Zaki is a truly unique and a very successful entrepreneur with his ATP business, Australian Taxation Professionals. Now, Fariz, after introducing I like to bring closer to our audience and talk much more serious stuff. What services ATP company offers to the clients and to whom? Businesses, private, who?
So majority of our clients are business clients, and we look at all their financial affairs, starting with whatever it is that they need help with, whether it be preparing their business activity statement, end of year financials, looking at their cash flow, budgeting, planning, anything to do with their business, we look after that for them.
Money is very, very important role in everybody's life, you know, regardless if we are small or big or business or individuals. Now, let's talk about business. When somebody wants to go into business, and you help those type of people to decide what type of businesses are viable, how to run. Because I tell you something from my experience, and I've been annihilated this, you know, by some individuals in my life, you know, I was very open and honest with my finances. How important it is to have a counter from the start for the business, and how you help them. So as I said, Darren and I come, it's like we're going to open Alive 90.5, the business. What's the process you guide us through?
I think the most important thing when you're going into business is understand what is it that you're actually getting into. Because usually people have this impression is, I'm going to open a business. Within 2 or 3 weeks, I'm going to be super rich. I'll be driving the best car in the world, living in the best house. So it's a nice dream.
Yeah, I'm still living in Darren's basement.
But then is that realistic? What sort of finances do you have to start up that business? What is the potential of that business succeeding? If you need any finances, how do you get these finances? Mm-hmm. And what is the cost of these finances? And what is your return on investment on that business that you want to put? Because there's no point in you really working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and then at the end of the day, you can make the same as if you work in a job.
Yeah.
So as flattering as it is to have your own business, you've also got to look at the figures and see what is it that is actually going to work. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to be easy. As you start your business, you always have to start with the struggle and be able to go to the next level. But you have to have the passion, and that is what actually drives you to the next level.
That's very interesting, Darren. We're seeing a lot of people around us, you know, they want to run the business and they fail. And I know when I started my business, I didn't have an accountant whatsoever. You know what I mean? I didn't think about this. I just want to make a million. You know, just want to knock on the door, give me the jobs. But the truth it is, important thing it is for everybody who's starting the business now, not just start a business, but people who run the business to see yourself or in an accountant who they know in their vicinity on their circle to guide them and to help them to navigate these processes. So how difficult it is to somebody, you know, comes to you and say, like, listen, you ask me all these questions, I just want to run the business, you know, I just want to be successful. You say, like, that's not viable. Do you get in that sort of answers from somebody? Yeah.
Look, sometimes it is, but I think the most important thing is people is got to actually listen to the advice, because there's no point in you going to an accountant and seeking advice. And if the accountant says, this is not viable, it's not going to work, then you end up doing it anyway. Yeah. Yes, there might be some things when you could be a little bit pessimistic and you think, oh, this is not going to work. You don't understand. But at the end of the day, you got to think, well, is this going to be financially viable or not? Yeah. And you've got to be honest with yourself and put the worst case scenario. And this is what we do, is we actually need to study the figures and be able to say, okay, well, is this going to actually go to the next level? How long will it take? And are you able to continue on while it's not working? Because there's no point in you starting a business and from day one, you want to take out profits. It does not work like that. Unless you actually have capital that is invested in the business and you have huge demand, you will not have that straight away.
What's the biggest mistake we business owners do, you know, we want to make it our own profit. What do you see the biggest problem for the businesses who start a business and start making money? What's the biggest challenge you see they're doing? Not like myself, you know, taking home every day $1 million from my account, but do you see the problem is like taking withdrawals much more money than needed that they don't record properly? Or
I think you mentioned the mistake. The biggest mistake that people do is before they actually start up anything, they don't seek advice. And this is exactly like, say, you going to go and build a 10-story building. Mm-hmm. Don't you need to go and speak to a structural engineer that can tell you what base do you need to have? Now, starting up a business starts up with what structure do you need your business to be run on?
Yeah.
Now, unless you actually have that structure set up right, how can you build a 10-story building?
Exactly. Being an engineer, I understand the most important bit about construction is getting out of the ground. That's the most difficult, the most unknowns, a lot of cost. And often once you're out of the ground, floor by floor, you just see buildings go up. But you see they're in the ground for ages. So no doubt a business and its accounts can be quite similar.
That's correct. That's correct. And it's quite important because at the end of the day, this is what determines the future success of your business and the continuance. Another issue is, which you also mentioned, is about the fact of not having access to the figures, understanding the figures, to know how much is it they're actually making and whether they are withdrawing the right amount, paying the right amount of tax or not. And I think this is why it's very important. If you're driving in a car and all of a sudden you're not looking or the screen is blocked, you're going to have an accident. And that's exactly, financials in business is exactly like having that screen in front of you that shows you, am I doing the right thing? Am I making money? Do I need to pay tax? What sort of tax do I need to pay? If I need to hire staff, can I afford to hire staff? What sort of staff should I be hiring for short term, long term? You've got to have strategies of how you actually want that business to grow.
You know, like I'm glad I don't need to go through this because if I need to do this again, you know what I mean, and just listening, you know what I mean, I know my ego will speak more louder than the ratio in my head, you know what I mean? And I will say like, no, listen, I know everything. I know how to, you know, do my business. But that's a mistake most of businesses do because, as you said, Darren mentioned, it's how you're growing from the ground. You know, I mean, our foundations are very, very important.
That's right.
We're going to take a short break now. Thank you for your answers, Farid Zaki from ATP Accounting. You're listening to Live 90.5 Businesses with Mario and Darren. And we continue grilling our guest, Farid Zaki from ATP Accounting, later after the short break, how you can save more money.
Live 90.5.
Money, money. is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Melrose Park, developed by Pace, is one of Australia's largest urban renewal projects, providing new homes, jobs, retailing, parks and open spaces, and community facilities. Located around 6 kilometres east of Parramatta, Melrose Park is considered to be one of Sydney's next property hotspots. For more information on this exciting project, go to www.melroseparkcom.au. Station sponsor Pace, transforming places since 1978.
Hi, Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. With the swim season nearly here, I'd like to stress the importance of proper maintenance and care to maximise your enjoyment. Our expert pool technicians can help you make sure of the right pool quality, cleaning methods and equipment, filter maintenance, cost-effective pool chemicals and more. See full details on our website at duralpoolshop.com.au, or better still, drop in and see me and the gang at Shop 2, 270 Newline Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool just how you want it.
Dural Pool Shop, station sponsor.
Hi, this is Graham Davidson inviting you to a journey with me on the Soul Train on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on Alive 90.5 for the best in soul, R&B, funk, southern and jazz rock sounds. The Soul Train on Tuesdays at 8 p.m.
All the local news and all the great music.
On your sound, your community.
Alive 90.5.
It's 7 minutes to one. We've hit 19 degrees outside. You're on Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario.
19 degrees, which means, as Afari suggested, you know, mainly we can go now on Bondi Beach, be saved by, we're going to go on Bondi Beach. It's a little bit not so really good for the beach, for safety maybe it is, but we are lucky. We have the nice, cozy, warm studio and a truly extraordinary guest in studio today, Farid Zaki from ATP Accounting.
Accounting and taxation professionals.
Oh my God, like, you know what I mean? Like, so many. And I even wrote it. You know, I mean, like,
accounting,
I'm just.
Tax professionals. We've got
That's it. Australian taxation professionals. And Farid, before we go on a break, we spoke about failures the businesses they do. What's the next thing you see that businesses doing wrong, or startups, businesses? You know, the individuals or the partners or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Like, but you saw they don't understand structure, you know, how the expenditure works, how taxes working. Do you see any other issues? Were you helping those people who start a business as a disadvantage, or they don't use it well?
I think the next thing is strategic planning. So having a plan for where your business goes to the next level and how you actually want the business to either grow or continue on deriving income. And when it grows, what sort of people would you have in your business? Who is actually going to be in your business doing what? So having a structure inside your business of who is going to do your marketing, who is going to do your accounts, who is going to look after your staff, who is going to train your staff, who is going to look after things like HR, for example, your human resources, the awards that your staff needs to be paid, and look at other things in your business every day.
I never suspected that actually accountants and professionals as a Farid Zaki from ATP Accounting actually look into these things. I was thinking it's a boring thing, you know, I mean, credit and debits, that's it, but looks like they're doing, Farid does quite a lot for the clients.
Well, the one thing is resources goes right across the company, and the biggest resource after your people is your money. Or maybe it's the other way around, depending on that's if you're one, an accountant or an engineer. But
that's a very good valid point. So you know, honestly, I didn't know the accountants doing this. You know, but, you know, this is not a joke. You know, Mario Becker's joke. But you know, as much as I investigate in fraud, I never talk to accountants in the level as I talk to you. But I didn't know that you're helping businesses that way, because it's very important to make the structure and, of course, the payments now. I was like, you know, I was thinking the accounting business is very, very, very boring. I mean, so business takes off the ground. We start making money. Darren and I, 6 months later, we start slicing the checks with your beautiful pants. what is that you see what business should look after? Keep the money in the business, or how do you deciding and helping the clients to be have the profitable and still take the profit out?
I think the main thing, Mario, is
I'm not saying that people shouldn't be taking the profits out, but all I'm saying is you need to make sure that whatever you take out in profits, you need to invest that properly. Because the thing is, as your business grows, you need to allocate some of the funds that this business is actually making to make the business grow further and further. I'll give you a simple example.
Imagine, please do. Please indulge me.
Imagine having a cow. Okay?
Okay.
Now, say I feed this cow, the cow is going to give me milk.
Yeah.
Next week it says, I'm going to keep taking the milk from the cow without feeding the cow. Do you think the cow will last for very long to give you milk? No. In business, it's exactly the same. If you don't reinvest in your business to have a certain percentage out of your profits, so take profits, live comfortably, live happily. I'm not saying don't do that. Pay the right amount of tax. But then have a portion out of that business growth that you're growing to put aside, number one, for a rainy day, but number two, to actually make that business grow to the next level by hiring the right amount of people in your business where it's not over the top and it's not under what it needs to be, but then and then maybe build into personal assets, for example, you know, buying properties, putting money into superannuation, doing all of these things where you're basically actually using some of these funds to grow.
Interesting. But before we take the break for the news, thank you, Farid. We're going to continue with that one. Everybody who's interested in consultancy, Farid, he offered generously first half for free consultancy for ATP accounting. Please go on our website, atp.com.au, and please contact Farid if you have any questions, doubts, and he's going to give us generously feedback and advice in the first half for free. And you're listening to Business Insights with Mario online 90.5. We'll take a short break. There's the news coming, the weather, and the voice of the engine behind this radio station, this show, Darren Capes Davis. My name is Mario Beckes, the Success Sports Universe.
If you enjoy the classic hits of the 60s to the 80s and the latest tracks from current popular performers, then the Easy Listening Afternoon Show with Ross Higgins is for you. It's on every Saturday from 1 till 5 p.m. right here on Alive 90.5.
Dogs are awesome. Think about it. When you give them a little love, they'll give you their heart. They don't care about how much money you make, how good you look, or even how bright you are. They love you for you. That's why we need to train more assistance dogs. They take care of people in need by helping out with everyday tasks, from opening doors to emptying the washing machine. To help us share the love, find out how you can get involved by visiting assistancedogs.org.au.
Alive 90.5.
What dreams do you have? Will they be a part of your future? If you want your dreams to come true, you need confidence in your abilities and yourself. Toastmasters is a safe, low-cost learning experience where you can develop the skills to express yourself clearly and effectively. Build the confidence you need.